Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting. We'll be learning with Siyata Deshmaya, the sugya of Chupas Nida, Lizchus, Nesia Tamar Bas Elisheva Tova. She should be healthy and happy. And Adina Bas Sheva Bas Nechagitl, Bracha Basach Hosedea, and Shmuel Alexander Ben Nechagitl, Bracha Vatzlach, Bachamas Yadav, and of course, my most beloved friend, Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina. He should only have good things in Ruchnias and in Gashmias. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus Perik. Oh, I know you knew I was going to start with the Rambam. In Hilchas Ishus Perik, Yud Halacha Aleph and Beis, writes as follows: Harusa Surah Lebaila Midivrei Sofrim. And Harusa, a betrothed woman, is also to her husband Midrabbanan, calls Manchi Bebeis Avi, as long as she's in her father's home, etc. And she Abiyosa Lesoch Beiso, until he brings her into his home. V'yisyached ima, and he has yichud with her. V'yafrishena lo, and he separates her for him. V'yichud ze hu hanikra knisat lachupa, and this yichud is called entering the chupa. V'hu hanikra nisuin, and this is called nisuin b'chol makom. Tzatra kevet shenichnas arusa lachupa, after the arusa has entered the chupa, harezu muteres lavo aleha. Bechol eis sheyirtze. Now the man is allowed to engage in relations with this woman whenever he wants. Al pidin, obviously kedoshim tiyu, he shouldn't whenever he wants, but strictly speaking, she is now his wife and permitted to him. Veharei ishto gemura bechol dover. She is completely his wife for all intents and purposes. Umishitikanes lachupa, from after she goes into the chupa, nigres nisua, she's called an isua, afal pi shalom nivala, even though she has not yet been niveles. Vehu shetia ruuya libiila, provided that she is able halachically to engage in the act of biila. Avalim haisa nida, but if she was in her menstrual cycle, she was a nida, even though she was nichnasa l'chupa, v'nisyached yimer lo garma nisuin, even though she entered the chupa, and the man was misyached with her, that doesn't complete the nisuin, v'rei karusa dain, she still is din of arusa. So you see that the Rambam says that if a girl goes to chupa as a nida, it doesn't count, and she is not considered a nisua. Look in the Ran and the Sugya at the beginning of Ksubis, Dibur Amasril Opirsa Nida, who asked from the Sugya in Perak HaBal Yevimto and in Zayin Amit Beis later on in the Masechta, where it says there that Yesh Chupa L'Psulos, that when a Psula, for example, an Almana, has a Chupa with a Kohen Gadol, that is considered a valid Chupa. Aye, how can that be? It's yichud she'eno ro'ui lebia. She's not allowed to have bia with him. So what sort of chuppah is it that it's considered a chuppah? Nevertheless, it's effective. So the same thing, zokteran, applies to a chuppah's nida. Even if you say that chuppah is yichud, and it's a yichud, that's not ro'ui lebia, nevertheless, it should still be valid bidyeva, just like chuppah lepsula, just like the Kohen Gadol. The Alman of the Kohen Gadol, it's a valid chuppah. So too, this should also be a valid chuppah, even if she's a nida. The Ran there concludes that chuppah is not yichud. Chuppah is only hachnasa l'reshuso. Not that they seclude, but that she enters his reshus. And we have to understand together hamachlokes. And for that, we turn to the great Gaon, Rabbi Abba Berman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rashi in Yevamis, and Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph, Divar Masel Chayvei Lavin Tavsi Bukedushin, writes, U'b'she'iltos d'Rav Achai, says in the Sheiltos d'Rav Achai in Parshas Vayishlach, Simen Chof Hei, Mapik Meha, V'hi Be'ulas Boal, Vidarshina b'Sanhedrin b'ulas boal yesh lahem nichnasa l'chupa v'lo nivala ein lahem. So we see here that without the pasuk of Vihi Beulas Boal, what it says by Avram, by Sarah, that she is Beulas Boal to her husband Avram, and she's a married woman. Without that pasuk, I would say that even Akum has chuppah. Without the pasuk of Vihi Beulas Boal, I would say that even Akum has chuppah. Comes the pasuk of Vihi Beulas Boal and tells us, Beulas Boal yesh lahem, nichnasa lechuppah, v'lo nivala ein lahem. They have Beulas Boal. I read that wrong the first time. Sorry. Beulas Boal yesh lahem, nichnasa lechuppah, v'lo nivala ein lahem. They have Beulas Boal, goyim. That makes them married, Bnei Noach, but they don't have Nichnasa L'chuppah. So you see that without the pasuk of Hibulas Boal, I would have said that Goyim also have Chuppah. Kamashma Bulas Boal, no, they only have Bulas Boal, they don't have Chuppah to be married. But we have to understand that. Mehechi Tesi to say that Ba'akum, Chuppah is effective, they can have Chuppah, even though we don't have a Makor. In other words, we need a Makor to tell us that they don't have Chuppah. They only have Bulas Boal, they don't have Nichnasa L'chuppah. Mashma, without Bulas Boal, they would have Nichnasa L'chuppah. And the question presents itself then, why would you think they would have Chuppah without the Pasuk of Bulas Boal? Meichi Teisi. So in a recent shiur, we brought the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that before Matan Torah, a man would meet a woman in the market, on the street. If they were both agreeable to get married, he brings her home, he has beer with her privately, no edim, nothing, nobody is witnessing this, and she's his wife. But after the Torah was given, the Jews were commanded that if a man wants to marry a woman, first he has to be kona her bifnei edim, in front of edim, and then and only then she can be his wife, as it says, ki yikach ish isha ubay la, first there has to be a kinyan, and only then can she be his wife. In the olden days, he just took her home to be his wife. So the question is, why did the Rambam that everybody asks, the Velt asks, why does the Rambam bring in Hilchos Ishus what was before Matan Torah, before Matan Torah? That's no ger rak leben Noach v'lo liYisrael. So the Rambam should have written in Hilchos Malachim, where he brings Hilchos Dinei Bnei Noach, and not in Hilchos Ishus, where he's bringing Dinei Yisrael. And the explanation is that the Rambam is coming to teach us that there's an inyan of Ishus before Matan Torah, and that's the same Ishus that we have after Matan Torah. The Rambam is teaching us that the Ishus before Matan Torah is the same Ishus, we discussed this in the Shir, as after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there was Ishus by bringing her home and having Be'ilu being Boal her. And after Matan Torah, he has the same inyan of Ishus, but only if he does a kinyan Erisin first with respect to this Ishus. And that's the Rambam writes, Yikne Osa Tchila, first he has to be Konar. In other words, he has the same inyan of Ishus that he had before Matan Torah, but now he has to be Konar first. There's a wonderful shir about this, by the way, about this Rambam. Mamish Pile Plus in this farm of Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, in his Chedushim on Maseches Kedushin, in his Shirim on Maseches Kedushin, Haflev Afela Ayin Sham. That's in his, as an aside. Akopanim, first he has to be Kona her, and then he can marry her. And therefore the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus what was before Matan Torah, to tell us that the Geder Inyan HaNesuim after Matan Torah is the same Geder of Nesuim that there was before Matan Torah. Just after Matan Torah, first he has to be Kona her, and according to this it emerges that also be Yisrael, even among the Jewish people, after the Kinyan Erisin, he should have to do the same Emaisim that Bnei Noach did in order to have Ishus. In other words, bring her home and have beer with her. And on that comes the Chiddush of Chuppah, that is in place of those Maisim, and therefore Al Yidei Chuppah, there is the Inyan of Ishus, and she is Ki Ishto, L'chol davar, this yichud, which the Rambam says, yichud zeh, hu anikra knisa l'chupa, that is ishus, and she is ki ishto, l'chol davar. And with this we can understand Rashi, in the name of the she'iltas that we quoted before, that without the pasuk of v'hi bu'ulas ba'al, I would say that Akum also has chupa, that since the chiddush of chupa is that it's bimkom otam ha-ma'asim shel b'nei Noach, the chiddush of chuppah is that it's instead of the ma'asim done by b'nei Noach, therefore I would have said that also b'nei Noach chuppah could be instead of those ma'asim, and she's a married woman. Just like for us, we said it's the same ishus as b'nei Noach. So just like for us, we have chuppah that makes her a nesua, so too by them. And in that the pasuk tells us, 9. V'hi be'ulas ba'al. No. Sarah is a woman who had bia with a man. But l'kabei ben Noach, we require for her to be married, dafka, that he bring her home, and he have bia with her, in order that she should be his wife. But chuppah is not effective la'asosa ishto, in order to make her his wife. And with this, we can explain the machlokes Rambam in Ran, if chuppah is yichud, or if chuppah is hachnasa l'rishuso. L'gabei ben Noach, the maisim that you do to the woman is that you bring her home, the man brings her home, the Gentile man, and he brings his Gentile wife home, and he has bia with her. Two inyanim. Hachnasa l'rishuso and bia. And now that the Torah was given, nischatsha, we have this new concept, this new halacha, that chuppah is bimkom otam ma'asim. Uvazenech leku harambam v'haran. Sharan sover shehachidush bachupa hu shemaspik lahachnis ota lirshuto. וזהו. והרמב״ם סובר שזה לא מספיק, צריך גם עניין ביאה כמו בני נוח. כמו שהרמב״ם מביא את הפסוק, כי ייקח איש אישו בו אליה. He brings the pasuk that he has to have bia with her. So for the Ran, it's enough that he's machnas her lirishuso. But according to the Rambam, there has to be this inyan of bia. But the chiddush is that he doesn't have to mamish, do the maisim mamish of bia. It's enough sheyavi oso lesoch beso v'yisyached ima, that they have yichud. Hainu, that it's enough that they have yichud that's roi lebia instead of bia mamish, since b'yichud haroi lebia munach slicked inyan habia. So this yichud haroi lebia has this bia inyan to it, and memela, that is enough to make her his wife. The Ran says it's enough hachnasa l'rishuso. The Rambam says hachnasa l'rishuso on the inyan of bia. And according to this, far enfer the kasha of the Ran from the Gemara later on Nun Zayin, that yesh chupa l'psulos, because based on what we explained b'das haRambam, the gather of yichud haroi l'bia is yichud shemunach bo inyan habia. It has to be yichud that has this, that encapsulates within it the concept of bia, and therefore ha'inyan mitchalek. It depends. Legabe chupas nida, you can't say that munach b'mashem et yachedima inyan bia. You can't say that the yichud that he's having with her is biadik, because he can't touch her. Because if she's an ishak sheira, it's not munach b'mashenoseo tal isha that he's going to have bi'ilos asuros. This is not a bi'adik a yichud, because she's a good kosher yiddish maidel. She's a good Jewish girl, and she's not going to be willing to have bi'ilos asuros. So therefore, you can't say that with this yichud that he's mesiachid with her munach inyan habia, and therefore chupas nida doesn't make her a nesua. Mashen kein, when he marries an isha psula, so then munach b'yichud inyan habia, because if he's marrying a woman who's pasul to him, so then it's munach, it's encapsulated within this action that he's going to be bol her bios asuros. So since the inyan of yichud, the inyan of bia is munach be inyan hayichud, the chuppah makes her an asua. So it's not a kasha from yesh chuppah lepsulos. Yesh chuppah lepsulos, because since she's a psula, since she's not allowed to have this marriage, she's doing it anyway. So therefore, this is a bia dika yichud. Masha'enkein, when it comes to a regular kosher girl, so there, if it's she's not ruia lebia, so the assumption is they're not going to have bios asuros, and therefore this yichud is meaningless. It can't make her a nisua gevaldik. Now shitas haramban. Was is brengt in Mishneh Lamelech Hilchos Ishus Perik Yud Halacha Bais is that if a man does chuppah before kedushin and afterwards he's mekadesh her, harehi nisua gmura mishas kedushin. That if a man does chuppah before the kedushin and then afterwards he's mekadesh her, she's a nisua gmura mishas hakedushin. And achronim vundetzich, they wonder to themselves, what is going on over here? Via zoyis shayi chuppah far kedushin. How can you possibly have chuppah that precedes kedushin? But according to what we're saying, we understand the sheet of the Ramban very well, because before Matan Torah, the matzav was ish v'ishto. How? He brings her home and he has beer with her, even without a kinyan, and through that there's a chalos ishus. And even though nitna Torah v'nischat shalocha, that he has to be koner first, nevertheless the Ramban holds that that's only legabe chalos ishus, that you can't have a chalos ishus without a kinyan. But the matzav of ish v'ishto aydei chuppah is shayich even without a kinyan, like before Matan Torah, and therefore you can have chuppah before erusin, because mishas ha-chuppah, there is already a matzav of ish v'ishto. There's already this matzav that they're like man and wife, provided that at some point they do the kedushin. So obviously there's no chalos ish v'ishto yet, because they haven't done the kedushin yet, but once they do the kedushin, now that makes it that they are ish v'ishto, because they already are in that matzav of ish v'ishto. All they're lacking now is the kinyan. So the second they do the kinyan, zeoze, so now that it's sealed. So the Magia in the Mishneh Lamelech brings from a number of Rishonim that Dingzich mit den Rambam, and they argue and they say that Chuppah Lifnei Erusin is effective not at all, because they hold that after Matan Torah, the Miut be Yisrael is not only that we have to have a Kinyan of Ishus, a Kinyan of Erusin, but the Kinyan of Erusin has to precede the Chuppah, the Matzav of Ish V'Ishto, and therefore they hold that chuppah before erusin is not effective at all. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Trumas Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Aleph, Kahenes Almana Shenis Arsa LeKohen Gadol O Grusha LeKohen Hediot Hol V'Heim Mishamrus LeBia Psula Shel Torah Hare Elu Lo Yochlu V'Cheinim Nichnasu LeChuppah B'Lo Erusin and in Ochlos Shachuppah Posaltan Mi lechol. So if you have a kahenes almana that became oresis to the Kohen Gadol or a grusha to the Kohen Hedyot, since they are now waiting for this bia psula shel Torah, they are not allowed to eat. In other words, that's the sugya of yesh chupa lepsulos, that this chupa is a valid chuppah. Well, first it says the erusin, but then it says v'chenim nechzu l'chuppah below erusin, and in ochel she'chuppah posalta milechol. That's the sugya of yesh chuppah lepsulos, that since they had this chuppah, even though it preceded the erusin, nevertheless it already passels them. So if she's a kohenes almana, she could eat truma alts kohenes, but now she can't anymore, because she was passeled by this bad erusin to the Kohen Gadol, or the grusha to the Kohen Hedyot. So they can no longer eat, And also the chuppah, yesh chuppah lepsulos, so the chuppah that precedes the kedushin passels them from eating, and that's the Rambam is learning, like Rashi there in the sugi in Yevamos and Zayin Amud Beis, that it's talking about chuppah b'li kedushin. Talking about chuppah b'li kiddushin, and that already passes them, because yesh chuppah lepsulos. That's in Perek Habal Yevimto. Now, Mishnah LeMelech asks in Hilchos Ishus Perek Yud Halacha Beis Divar Maslin Veim Hoisa Nida, that the Rambam in the third Perek of Hilchos Ishus paskins not like Rav Huna, who holds chuppah's kona. He holds chuppah doesn't acquire. So how does he paskin in Hilchos Trumas that chuppah alone passels min ha-truma? He holds chuppah isn't kona. So answers the Lecha Mishnah that you're right, chuppah alone isn't kona. Nevertheless, to passel her from truma, chuppah alone is enough. So we have to understand the chiluk. Why? How can you say that chuppah alone isn't kona? But passels her, it's kona enough to passel her from truma, because now she had chuppah with this person who passels her from truma, because it's a forbidden marriage. So is it kona or not kona? It's also shver the lashon of the Gemara. It says yesh chuppah lepsulos. Without erusin, there's no chuppah. What sort of chuppah is it without erusin? Based on what we said, we understand the chiluk of the Lecha Mishnah. Because the Rambam holds Keshitas HaRamban, that even after Matan Torah, you can have Matzav of Ish V'Ishto even without a Kenyan first. And the Rambam also holds that Legabe Lifso Min HaTshuma, it's enough to have a Matzav of Ish V'Ishto alone, and you don't need a Chalos Ishus that is. Established through the Kenyan of Erusin. It's enough to have a matzav of ish v'ishto, and therefore the Rambam holds that chuppah without erusin passels min ha-truma, because there's a matzav of ish v'ishto even without the kinyan erusin, and that passels her from the truma. Mashen kein linyan kinyan, we paskin not like Rav Huna. Chuppah is not kona, because it's not shaykh to have a chalos kinyan ishus without a kinyan of erusin. So now you understand the lashon of the Gemara, yesh chuppah lepsulos. There is a cheftz of chuppah. Chuppah is not kona. But it is a matzav of ish v'ishto. So we understand the lashon of the Gemara, yesh chuppah lepsulos. It is called chuppah. Even though they have not yet had kiddushin, and that's enough to pass the min ha-truma. And with this, we can oichet v'arstein. We can understand as well what we see in Tosis, the beginning of the first parak of Ksubis, that nesuin has to be midas ha'isha l'char. We have to understand from where do we know that we need b'nesuin das ha'isha. So b'pshuto, you could say possibly that we require das makne, and the woman's the makne. But it would seem pasha that it's not so, that if after erusin he takes her home and they live as ish v'ishto, that's nesuim gemurim, even if they don't have kavana for chalos nesuin, because nesuin is not an asiyas chalos, it's a matzav of ish v'ishto, and if you have this matzav mimela, it's a chalos nesuin, even though they didn't have such kavana. And since nesuin is not an asiyas chalos, so you don't require das ha'isha, das makna you require for some type of chalos. But here the chalos is an automatic, even without das, as long as they're b'matzah shalish v'ishto. So why do you need das? So based on what we explain, it's very good. Because chuppah is in place of the ma'isim that they used to do before Matan Torah. And just like before Matan Torah, you needed ratzon ish v'isha, like the Rambam says, im ratzahu vihi. In other words, it's Meiratzun Shneim, that's the Haskalas New Gishus. So too, after Matan Torah, the chuppah is bimkomo tama maasim, and therefore we require that it should be meiratzon shneim, because otherwise there is no haschala for nihug ishus, and therefore it's very beautiful, it stems very nicely with everything we've been saying. There has to be ratzon on both, and even on the woman's part, because that this what we have after Matan Torah is a reflection of what was before Matan Torah, and the difference is, like we said, only that now after Matan Torah we have to have a kinyan first, and also now after Matan Torah it's enough to have either achnas el reshus or achnas el reshus and yichud, and we don't need the actual bia, but it's the same matzav of ishus that was before Matan Torah. So we should be zochataka to have very happy marriages where there's positive ratzon all along for the ish and for the isha, and they should live b'simcha v'tuv levav. We should all live b'simcha v'tuv levav. May rov kol, and we should remember after all the beautiful lumdus of the shir and all the kashas we answered that sov davar akol nishma esa elokim yira ves mitzvosav shimor ki zeh kol adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.